Stuck? What does it really mean to be stuck? What is stuck? Stuck is mostly a feeling, not a fact. It is coupled with an emotion. It is unpleasant because feeling limited is what it's about. As if you didn't have a choice, as if you were weighed down, or restricted by some heavy weight. And some of those stuck feelings are accurate, you are kind of stuck. You could be in prison. Or you could be stuck in an iron lung. Maybe you've lost your legs. And yet, no one is ever really stuck. Stuck is an attitude. You have an attitude every minute of every day. An undistinguished attitude. To see the attitude, you need to look at the situation differently. And therein lies the difficulty of life. Unless you can reevaluate your situation from a different standpoint, the situation will remain the same. And you'll be stuck with your attitude. I had once a cat who was stuck with her attitude. Her attitude was binary. I am either okay, or not. The other is either a friend or an enemy. She had no ability to change her mind. And in her world I was the enemy. It hurt. I wanted her to see me the way I saw myself, generous, caring. But how you are seen doesn't depend on you at all. It only depends on the other person, or animal. You can see yourself hapless, stupid. While others only see you as intelligent, and capable. Or you can see yourself brilliant and talented. While others may see you as belligerent, and weak. You can rarely if ever can influence how others really see you. The ability to change one's mind depends on one's flexibility. And most people are quite rigid. Stuck in their opinions, worldview, habits, and everything. But the key to get unstuck is in that flexibility. Being willing and able to change your mind. Often the inner and the outer match. If your body is rigid, then likely your mind is rigid too. Would loosening up your outer, your spine loosen up your ability to see things differently? Source says yes. My inflexible cat was quite inflexible in body. When she jumped off the bed, the house shook. Like she dropped. No shock absorbers. Lol. Your aches and pains in your shoulders and neck may tell the story. And your organs may get diseased as well, if you are inflexible. Inflexible means, you are stuck in an attitude, and you protect it like a fortress. The question is this, do you choose to remain the way you are? Have your life, your relationships, your money, your health remain the way they are, or do you have some future you are willing to give up the attitude you are protecting? I was, for my first 50 years, stuck in my attitude where I was wronged. I was a victim. And I was pretty toxic. My main Bach energy was the you. Toxic through and through. A client of mine who has this same energy, you as his main energy, has shared that playing just the you audio has been resulting him feeling restless, frustrated, bored, and irritable. The question here is, can the energy get you unstuck by itself, or do you actually need to change your mind? And Source says that unless you change your mind, change your behavior, change your attitude, no matter what energy I send you, you'll remain stuck. So what there is to do is, identify the attitude. Preferably the attitude at its birth. The situation where you decided that you were wronged. And see that being wronged was an opinion, not a fact. Even if you were slapped, even if you were molested, even if you crashed at the bottom of the hill. Even if your father didn't get excited that you won the race. Or even if your parents kept on walking leaving you at the street corner. Or my mother leaving me in the street while she marched away. Every situation can be seen from at least three vantage points, yours, the others, and an observer's point of view. Depending on your flexibility, you can see from all those vantage points. And can get unstuck. If you can't, you need to increase your flexibility. Clients who took this last sentence seriously have gotten unstuck and their life has changed for the better. Their bodies responded faster than their mood. And their illness hasn't returned. Of all the healers I know or know of, Dr. Schultz's theory is most proven in my practice. He says that all disease is caused by some blockage. This seems to be true when I look at my own body, and when I look at my client's body. This is why I emphasize getting unstuck. So you can change your life, yourself, for the better. Feeling stuck is a useful feeling. Really, it is a guiding feeling, if you are willing. Being stuck is an unnatural state, so your body is telling you to get unstuck. I am teaching you how. You can start anywhere, by the way. You can even start with the body, if you are more comfortable with that. Or with one of the energies I offer. But ultimately you'll have two. You need to go to where it was all made up. The attitude. The original incident. All your efforts will be wasted unless you manage to successfully disassemble the stuck view of what happened there. If you have the big bundle. If you have the big bundle, any version of it, it is an energy that is all about removing blockages. And because most diseases are caused by blockages, it is very effective, and fast, at single-handedly improve and even eliminate the disease by removing the blockage. Whether the blockage is in the blood vessels, or it's a tumor, or it's congestion, a polyp, it goes at it and starts chiseling it away. So when you are trying to do the work of unstucking your attitude, it is useful to play that big bundle in your ears. On a loop, of course. Get energetic help to get unstuck. P.S. What is empowering and what isn't? P.S. What is empowering and what isn't is different for every person. So one size doesn't fit all. I remember a couple of decades ago I was in a health seminar as a participant. We were asked to create an empowering context for the course, especially because the doing part of the course was really tough. Most people invented that they wanted to feel good. Healthy. That was empowering enough for them. But I had to go beyond my own personal benefit, probably because my active predatory genes number was zero. So I invented that my unique gift for others will not be given unless I become healthy and remain healthy for decades to come. If you look, health being about myself was a stuck place for me. I didn't love myself, so I was diligently working against myself. But after that new context, new attitude, I started to get, albeit slowly. But I started to get better. When you change your mind, when you change your attitude, you want to be mindful if the new one you change into is empowering to you, or not. You want it to empower you. To give you power.